People don't use tapes anymore.
Shut the fuck up. Tapes is fresh.
I don't think I've even owned a tape. Wouldn't CDs be easier?
Once again, that's the problem with the world today. The work you gotta put into a tape, and that's love. We used to take a tape, dub it, redub it, redub it. Five generations over, record a whole album in the headphones. That was love. These tapes is like a symbol of the struggle we went through to get here.
That's us. That's for me and my niggas. Nobody gonna buy this, and we don't give a fuck. We gonna put the
take that.
Right, take that, and, you know, and professional radio.
You're listening to Impossible Objects on BFF.fm. I'm your host, Kalen Brigado. It's your weekly hour of rap. This week, I'm doing a little tribute to Ross G, one of the LA beat scene like foundational members who passed away. Might have been a week and a half ago now. I didn't really listen to a lot of his music before this, but the LA beat scene has been super influential in just my introduction to music in general. Starting kind of with Flying Lotus and Madlib and the whole Brain Feeder crew. That kind of, really inspired a lot of the stuff I listen to today. And so it felt fitting to do a tribute to someone who, though I haven't really spent a lot of time listening, wasn't in huge part in the scene that kind of has raised me in terms of, my musical tastes and what I listen to these days. So that first one was Black Doffy's Revenge, featuring Jeremiah J by Ross G off of Raw Fruit Volume 4. Coming up next, we've got The Godspell, Cognitive Dissonance off of The Gospel of the Godspell. You're tuned in to Impossible Objects on BFF.fm. Rest in peace, Ross G. Keep it locked.
Oh, woke up in the morning and I went on Instagram. Amber Rose post another picture of her ass. Man, that shit make me laugh, cause we never get bored of that. I gotta link up with G today and record some raps. Got up, threw on a Nulos tee and a baseball cap that say DWB. Tossed on some jeans, laced up the strings, and my Adidas ain't the cleanest, but hey, you know my steez. Brush the teeth, rush to leave, twist up the trees. It's hard to duck police when they tryna eat in the pizza place where you make your cheese. Sometimes it's chill, but I really can't wait to leave. Exchange jokes with Juanito from Mexico. Have the penne pesto, grab my check and roll. With my dreams on my back like a bobsled and Cool Runnings. How you tryna convince me to do a show for no money? I mean, I gotta pay for shit too. It's, you know, it ain't just y'all motherfuckers, you know, like, oh, you just want me to sweat hard as fuck on stage and then just go home, nigga, and yeah, entertain you. What the fuck, man? Chillin' in the car with all of my shit, thinking about my problems and tomorrow's events. Always kept the faith, cause they y'all I'm convinced. Even though a lot of rappers told me life was a bitch, but I really shouldn't trip, cause it might be a glitch. I'm on Twitter and I'm scrolling through my phone like, shut your dumb ass up, Raven Simone. We all liked you better way before you was grown, and you was on the Cosby Show wearing African clothes. I clicked this app and it's closed. I'm wearing the same clothes today from yesterday, that was right after the show. And where the fuck did my license actually go? Oh, I got a missed call, let me get back to the bro.
Hey, yo, what up, hey, man? Yo, what up, man? Tickets to Disney.
Tickets, slow
to
down,
Disney.
Slow down.
Yeah, I'm down.
Yeah, I'm down.
You're tuned into Impossible Objects on BFF.fm. I'm your host, Kalen Brigado. It's your weekly hour of rap. This week is a tribute episode to Ross G. So after the Godspell, we had 42 Laws of Mott versus 10 Commandments. Then Today's Day by Ross G, of course, featuring the Koreatown Oddity. And then Gloomsteez and 50 Cent Phillies. So I'm kind of been trying to cover the bases of all the different styles that Ross produced. So you hear some of the jazz, some of the sort of intergalactic space funk, some more like standard-ish hip-hop beats, and some like stuff specific to the LA beat scene and where it grew from and the sounds that were there. So I hope you guys have been enjoying it. This was a lot of fun to put together and kind of explore his discography and see all the stuff that he has and what he offered and helped to create. So let's keep it going. Coming up next, we got Spooky Shit off of Raw Fruit Volume 2. You're listening to Impossible Objects on BFF.fm. Keep it locked.
Translator. By that time, they used to translate movies in the language I couldn't understand because I wasn't so good in English.
Yeah.
So that was like the person who get the ladies, put them on the street, and like hire them.
Yeah.
They go sleep with guys. Mm-hmm. And they bring the share to him.
Yeah.
So I was like, that's cheap money. I don't put in my efforts. It's like.
I got a question. Would you do that to your mama?
No, of course.
Would you do that to your sister? Would you do that to your auntie?
No.
Would you do that to your cousin?
None of my own.
So why would you do that to somebody else's mama, somebody else's sister, somebody else's cousin, somebody else's auntie? Yeah!
You know, now, according to me, because right now I have a different
attitude.
You're tuned in to Impossible Objects on BFF.fm. It's a tribute episode to Raj G. After Spooky Shit, we had Breathe G Mix, very much sounding like Early Flying Lotus there too. Then we had Unison White, Beyond the Sky by Raj G, and the African Space Program, which I think is his alias, and then Crush on an Earthling. Underneath right now, we've got Cold Titty Mama 3 by Raj G and the Koreatown Oddity, another one from them. Hope you guys are enjoying the show so far, and Impossible Objects, BFF.fm, keep it locked. And you know the show's always mad dope. It's canceled for assholes who don't think that's so. To the average folks, the plans may seem grandiose, but a catapult out of your scope to another plateau. Spit flames like riots if it ain't black owned. Let that data load eradicate clones that ain't deserving the art. Hanging on a thin tree limb with emergency bars. I'm standing on solid ground receiving words from the gods. Standing on solid ground, receiving words from the gods. Vibrate. Life's a fill in the blank. Technology's a cold titty mama. Frozen solid cubes get splashed in glasses filled with alcoholic fuel. I be the deep thought connoisseur, plus honest and pure as a cosmic explorer in whatever form of creation is born. Lonnie Hart has said it before, can't turn off your mind so the art don't end. Since a kid, pointy ears on some Star Trek shit. And just like that Zimmerman and Darkman X, you best believe there ain't nothing that ain't too far-fetched. So, vibrate with it. Five chuckles.
Just goes on the Adriatical, classical new wave, Johan. Fear of a black fist with the skill you couldn't practice. We go AWOL, play at your own risk. Cascade the libation over my sarcophagus. The underground archaeologist. Yeah, in a vintage tuxedo. Posted up like Mexicans in front of Home Depot. We go back like 8 tracks in your grandpapa's Rego. I put the wax to the needle. I pat them pockets like Devo. Yeah, it's more power to the people. Thank you.
The track that's just finishing up was Me Unks by Raj G. You're listening to Impossible Objects on BFF.fm. It's your weekly hour of rap. This week's a tribute to Raj G and the amazing work that he made. Before Me Unks, we had Juju. Then before that was Plates and Forks, the PAF. Then we had Space-Based Identification. And then, of course, Cold City Mama featuring the Koreatown Oddity. And Space-Based Identification also had Khalil Sadiq on that. Underneath right now, coming up, we've got track 4 off of My Kind of Blues. Just showcasing the versatility that he had. I hope you guys have been enjoying the show so far. And once again, you're listening to Impossible Objects on BFF.fm. RIP Raj G. Keep it locked. Thank you.
damn that ugly motherfucker. Creeping down the Abbey, peeking through the alley, seeking out a freaky spouse like directions from Navi. Naughty dread and nappy, got rips all in my Vans, but yet the flow it ain't too shabby. Yeah. I brought it from a vintage store, VHS and hit record, hoverboards and rhymes galore, hovered off the fucking floor, never coming down unless they open up the fucking door. You let out the antidote and let in the carnivore.
So what you doing? I'm shredding down the facts. You say you love the newest, but this time I took it back. And I can take you back and forth. I can take you back and forth. I can take you back and forth. I can take you back and forth.
But yeah. Feasting on the weak MC, they never what they seem to be. They fraudulent all on the beat, but let that shit pop off. Them boys be shook about they dungarees. Yeah, that is a tragedy, like Macbeth, Shakespeare. But right here, this shit here is a masterpiece. This beat is a gallery, and these words are the paintings. And I invite you to the exhibition of the greatest. I stay up on that CPT, therefore I am the latest. Rewind you back to 88, go ahead and
so
pop this tape.
I'm shredding down the facts. You say you love the newest, but this time I took it back. And I can take you back and forth. I can take you back and forth. I can take you back and forth. I can take you back and forth.
Back and forth and forth and back, blunted off the ganja sack, VHS cassettes and tracks, nigga just rewind that back, puffin' puffin' past the gas, token hard so it can last, high as fuck until you crash, landed on the planet called California.
You've been listening to Impossible Objects on BFF.fm. I'm your host, Kalen Brigado. Hope you enjoyed the show. Little tribute to Raj G and the amazing work that he did. for the LA beat scene and the beat scene just around the world. Those last couple of tracks, after track four, we had The Arrival, then Back and Forth featuring Duckworth. Just finished up was Adulting, and underneath coming up right now we have Mushmouth, I Can't Feel My Face, and then we're going to end with Black Dusty Radio. So I hope you guys have been enjoying the show. Tune in next week for another weekly hour of rap. And yeah, you've been listening to Impossible Objects on BFF.fm. Keep it locked. Support BFF.fm. And have a good one.